Praised be Jesus and Mary. There's a beautiful little lesson hidden in the gospel today. When our Lord asks the two disciples, the two apostles, who wish to sit on his right and his left, if they can drink the same chalice that he's going to drink, they respond enthusiastically, "Yes, we can." But in reality, at the first opportunity they were given to do so, the apostles actually refused to drink that chalice. They refused to suffer with our Lord. They ran away from that opportunity and they fell. They didn't keep their resolution. Our Lord knew that this was going to happen, yet he doesn't tell them. So back to our scene. When they say, "Yes, we can," our Lord doesn't tell them, "Well, you really are going to fall the first time you try." He simply says, "From the chalice from which I am going to drink, you too will drink." Our Lord knows that they are going to fall, but he knows that nevertheless, with his grace, they can finally persevere and that they will. And this is what in fact happened. The apostles got up, kept on trying, and finally did drink the chalice of our Lord's passion. So this basically teaches us that our resolutions can't be carried out in one attempt. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, and our weakness shouldn't surprise us. It didn't surprise our Lord. It shouldn't discourage us. It shouldn't make us lose hope. It didn't make our Lord lose hope in the apostles either. Our Lord knows just how many times we are going to fall before we're successful. He knows, but we don't. All we know is that every time we fall, we just have to get up and keep on trying. Because even the apostles had to do exactly the same thing. We don't aim to fall. It doesn't make us happy to be unfaithful to our resolutions. But at the same time, we remember that what makes a saint, and this is the big message, I think, of the gospel today, of this little hidden lesson, so to speak, what makes a saint, is not that he or she never falls, because even the apostles fell. But what makes a saint, is that just as many times as he falls, he gets up, perseveres, until with the help of God's grace, he is successful. Praised be Jesus and Mary.